Good morning, students. This is the third module of the chapter 12, Biotechnology and its application. In this particular module, we are going to study about the transgenic animals and ethical issues. Now, what are transgenic animals? The animals with their DNA manipulated, which possess and express foreign gene, are known as transgenic animals. There are many transgenic animals which are produced, like rabbits, rats, cows, sheep, and fish. And although 95% of all the existing transgenic animals, they are mice. Now, let us understand that what is the benefit of these modifications in the particular organism to the humankind. Now, first is the normal physiology and development. The transgenic animals can be specifically designed to allow the study of how genes are regulated and how they affect the normal functions of the body and its development. For example, we can study the complex factors involved in growth, such as insulin-like growth factor. By introducing genes from other species that alter the formation of this factor and studying the biological effects that result, the formation is obtained about the biological role of the factor in the body. The second one is the study of disease. Many transgenic animals are designed to increase our understanding of how genes contribute to the development of a disease. And these are specifically made to serve as models for human diseases so that the investigation of new treatments for diseases is made possible. Today, transgenic models exist for many human diseases such as cancer, cystic fibrosis, rheumatoid arthritis, and Alzheimer's. The third is biological products. The medicines which are required to treat certain human diseases can contain biological products, but such products are often expensive to make. Transgenic animals that produce useful biological products can be created by the introduction of the portion of DNA or the genes which codes for a particular product, such as human protein, alpha-1 antitrypsin, which is used to treat emphysema. Similar attempts are being made for the treatment of phenylketonuria and the cystic fibrosis. There was the first transgenic cow called Rosie, which was produced in the year 1997. And this cow produced the human protein enriched milk, that is 2.4 grams per liter. The milk contained the human alpha lactalbumin and was nutritionally a more balanced product for human babies and natural cow milk. The fourth one is the vaccine safety. The transgenic mice are being developed for use in testing the safety of vaccines before they are used on humans. Transgenic mice are being used to test the safety of the polio vaccine. If successful and found to be reliable, they could replace the use of monkeys to test the safety of batches of the vaccine. The fifth one is the chemical safety of testing. This is also known as toxicity or the safety testing. The procedure is the same as that used for testing toxicity of drugs. The transgenic animals are made that carry genes which make them more sensitive to toxic substances than non-transgenic animals. They are then exposed to the toxic substances and the effects studies. Toxicity testing in such animals will allow us to obtain results in a lesser period of time. The next is the ethical issues. Now, first let us understand what does ethics mean. Ethics includes rules of conduct by which a community regulates its behavior and decides as to which activity is lawful and which is not. Bioethical concerns pertaining to biotechnology are briefly mentioned below. The introduction of a transgene from one species to another species violates the integrity of species. Biotechnology may pose unforeseen risks to the environment, including risks to biodiversity. Transfer of human genes into animals and vice versa dilutes the concept of humanness. When animals are used for the production of the pharmaceutical proteins, they are virtually reduced to the status of a factory. Use of animals in the field of biotechnology causes great suffering to them. Biotechnology is disrespectful to living beings and only exploits them for the benefit of the human beings. Thus, the Indian government has set up an organization which is known as GEAC, that is the Genetic Engineering Approval Committee. And this committee decides the validity of genetically modified research and the safety of introducing the genetically modified organisms for the public services. We know that what a patent is. It is a right which is granted by a government to an inventor to prevent others from commercial use of this invention. Now, when the patents are granted for products derived from them, these patents are called as biopatents. The next is the biopiracy. We know what piracy is. Some organizations and multinational companies exploit and or patent biological resources of other nations without proper authorization from the countries concerned. So this is known as biopiracy. The last one is biowar. As we are aware, what is happening? In biowar, that is the war that is fought by bioweapons. They are actually the biological weapons against the humans, their crops, and the animals. And which are the organisms which can be used as bioweapons? They are the viruses, the bacteria, the fungi, the spores, and the toxins can be used as bioweapons. So students, in this module, we studied about some important aspects like biopatent, transgenic animals, biopiracy, and the bio war. Now, can you just tell me which are the biopatents of India? And some particular crops of India were under biopiracy. Can you just find out which are those? The biosafety issues. Now, what are biosafety issues? The measures which are taken to prevent any risk to plants, animals, and microbes from transgenic organisms is known as biosafety, as it was feared that the genetically engineered microorganisms may disturb the ecosystem and its processes in which they might be released. They may rapidly multiply and outcompete the native microbes. So they may also transfer genes related to virulence or the pathogenesis into bacterial population and thereby increase their virulence. Similarly, genetically modified plants could pose biological and ecological risk. And that is why there was a lot of controversy with the use of BT cotton, BT brinjal in many parts of our country. So with this, I end the module 3 of the chapter, that is biotechnology and its application. Thank you.